Welcome to another edition of What's Brewing. Matt Ryan is our guest this week. We're going to start down the road on some things here just because that's kind of what we do in this segment. Let's talk about the biggest change in your 6 years in the NFL from when you first got here. But as we talk about that, I want to show this here real quick This is still live on the BC website. You got to look for it, but it's still live.
Oh, man.
Huh?
I look good. I can't believe they still have this up.
Well, you got to look.
That's nice. It's nice of them to to still have a Meet Matt Ryan.
I was kind of thinking.
So those were the glory days right there. Those were the glory days.
The salad days, as they were, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, that was a good time. Good time in life.
So what's the biggest change in 6 years?
Oh, my gosh. So many things. Professionally, just, you know, my knowledge of football is light years ahead of where it was 6 years ago. And just the understanding of, you know, what it takes to get yourself ready, understanding of what defenses are trying to do. I'm way better than I used to be. Off the field, I feel like I've come into my own a little bit, kind of understand all of the other things that you're asked to do as a result of playing this game and playing this position, and I feel a lot more comfortable in that role.
Coaches say every team is different every year. Can players say that too?
Absolutely. You know, especially I feel like it's even more so true in the NFL because, you know, we have a lot of guys back and a lot of veteran guys. But with a 53-man roster, you know, like the people that, you know, fans know, that's like 20 of your guys. But there's 30 other guys coming through the building that are changing every year. And they play huge roles throughout the season and throughout the course of games. And I think each team is different.
We've kidded around about some stuff, but in the offseason, you made a commercial with a guy on your shoulder. That's a little different.
It was a little different. It was a little different. We actually, you know what, we had a ton of fun doing it. Yeah. And Julio and I did it actually down here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And the guy was harnessed in above my shoulders, and I kind of got cramped into that chair. And we shot and we did, you know, a ton of takes, and we did a lot of different stuff. But we had a lot of fun doing it.
Very easy.
Yeah, that was the only line they came up with. But the guy on top of me was actually giving me a bunch of outtakes and doing a bunch of throwaway lines and stuff like that. And when I said very easy, it was in response to something that I forget what he was saying.
And they went with it.
And they went with it. And they used that part of it.
Does that whole part of this kind of wow you a little bit and go, I'm in a commercial? I mean, that's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely weird. As you could tell, I was not a classically trained actor.
Okay.
That was me trying to fly by the seat of my pants. But it opens a lot of doors, a lot of really cool doors, and you do a lot of really cool things that otherwise, you know, I would never do.
All right. Here's some of the in-depth questions we normally get to in What's Brewing, okay? if called on, what other position could you help out on the team?
None.
Really?
I could be the holder. I think I could. I could hold for our special teams, but that's probably about it.
Best athlete on the team, outside of yourself.
Outside of me, Julio Jones. Julio Jones, I think, is probably the biggest freak of an athlete I've ever seen.
Bit of a debate with he and Gonzalez about Julio's basketball skills, we're coming to find out.
Well, it depends. You know, yeah. Tony might think he's the best basketball player, and he probably is. But if we're doing tangible measuring, like a vertical jump, 40, that kind of stuff, I think Julio's got it.
Best athlete in your family?
Oh, man, this is a tough question.
Because your
brothers, it's loaded. It's
your brothers
loaded.
Have all played college football.
Yeah,
right?
Both my brothers played college football. Both different, you know, both different, both good players. My sister was a really good volleyball player.
Right.
Oh, man, somebody's going to get mad at me.
Don't worry, they'll never see it. It's only on the internet.
And trust me, they'll see it. I know they'll see it, and that's why I'm not going to answer the question.
All right, answer this one then. The best basketball player in your family?
Oh, my wife. My wife, no question.
And she predicted you'd say it without hesitation.
Yeah, she knows that. She's the best. She is the better basketball player, the better a lot of things. She's better at a lot of things.
If you weren't playing football, what would you be doing? It doesn't have to be athletic. What would you be doing? You're going to be a lawyer? You're going to give me the lawyer?
No, I want to be a lawyer. No way. Too much schooling.
Yeah.
I'd probably be coaching. In all honesty, I think had I not played up until this point, I probably would have got into coaching.
All right. Third and short. These are quick answers.
Okay.
Real quick. Favorite player as a kid?
Brett Favre.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Why not?
You grew up in Philly.
I grew up in Philly. I mean, I was an Eagles fan, but like favorite player was Brett Favre. I mean, he was in his prime. I mean, he was rolling when I was young, and he was the most dynamic, most fun to watch.
Most famous alum at Penn Charter.
Oh man,
your high school.
My high school. Right? I would say. I want to say Mark Gubazaw. He was a pitcher.
He was
a really good one.
Yeah.
I'd probably go with Mark Gubazaw.
Biggest rival, high school and college.
High school, Malvern Prep, and as a matter of fact, it's where my older brother went to school. Somehow it worked out that I went to a different high school than he did, but they were our big rivals, and so Malvern was, and then in college, Virginia Tech probably turned into our biggest rival.
Best book you've read?
Oh, this is a tough question. I like to read. I like to on a lot of different levels. I'd probably go my all-time favorites, like The Great Gatsby. I read that when I was in high school. I think that's probably one of my all-time favorites.
Best movie you've seen?
Another one that's tough. I'd probably go with The Patriot. I think that's one of my favorite movies of all time. Yeah.
All right. Last question. Dream foursome in golf.
My dad and my two brothers, my playing with my dad and my two, and I, I'm fortunate to be able to play with those guys quite a bit. But that's the best for me.
That's Matt Ryan. That's this week's edition of What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's.